They would now bring her to the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin of the 71 in Yerushalayim. And they interrogate her, I guess that's the word, or I guess more like press her, scare her, the same way they would do it on Eidei Nefashos. Very carefully to make sure, like an Eidei Nefashos, that nobody dies. So they would interrogate the witnesses and push them hard. So too with her as well. Because two things can happen here. One is she can die. And also, Hashem's name, they want to prevent from being erased. And they would say to her, Biti, harbiyayin osa. They'd say, Biti, our daughter, a lot of wine does this. In other words, they're trying to give excuses that she can back out and it's not as embarrassing for her, like the Meiri points out. So they're going to give reasons to get her out. So they're going to give her like an out that she can get out of this where it's less embarrassment for her. So she can blame it on something. So here they say, why don't you blame it on the wine? Harbi yayin oise, harbi schoik oise, a lot of schok and light and kalos rosh and all that stuff that can cause this. Harbi yaldus oise, immaturity. Harbi shchenim haroim osim. A lot of times it's the people around you, it's the neighbors that are bad. Not 100% your fault. Asi lishmo agolo shenichto biktusha. Do it for Hashem's name that was written biktusha. Shlo yimoche alamayim. That it shouldn't be erased with water. And they would say in front of her things that were not kedai to hear. She and all of her father's mishpacha. Tfarasol points out because the rest of her family were there. And Mistama, they also were not fitting to hear it because they're probably like her. In other words, they're probably, you know, not the most finest mention in town. Now, what did they say that was not fitting to hear? So the Rab brings... They would say over the Mice of Tzadikim, of Yehuda and Tamar, that Yehuda was not embarrassed, and also Ruvain as well. He also admitted with the Mice of Bila. So they're showing you that great Tzadikim admitted to their Averis. Now, it wasn't fitting for them to hear because we know that in our Madrega we can't understand these Tzadikim and their greatness. And even like the Mice of Ruvain, Chazal say he didn't actually live with his stepmother. Rather, he switched the beds around and they gave that a din as if he slept with her. And it's not covered to bring these things up in front of these types of people. But nevertheless, we do it in order to save a catastrophe from happening.